Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vosburger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Johnson scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. McNair moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is hit by the pitch. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Warsler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer pinch hits for Mel Harder. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts for a double play. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Berry reaches second base with a double. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmek. Fox moves to third. McNair moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Moses reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. McNair scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Warsler hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 9-1, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair is hit by the pitch. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. McNair moves to second. It's 10-1, Athletics. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Warsler bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Finney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berger hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ab Wright pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berger moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.